Ah, you come to have a nose around, have you? Jolly good. Yes, well, allow me to... Lawrence Waterbury Johnston, at your service. But just about everybody here calls me Major. Yes, I'm pleased to meet you. Actually, several of my friends, Sybil, Lady Colfax, and Edith Wharton, and dear Nora Lindsay, Reggie Corry and Cherry Ingram, you know, yes, those two, they all call me Johnny. Mother used to call me Lawrence, of course. Or Laurie. Good indication of her mood, that.
Yeah, it seems so long since she was here.
Well, it seems so long since I was here. Gracious, let me see. It's 1950 now, 2 years since 49, 48. And 90, yes, August 1948. Yeah. Signed it all over to the National Trust then. August 1948. Well, of course, I can come and go as I please, but... I'm going to take a stroll around the garden. Tag along, if you like. I'll point out some notable features. I can regale you with tales of adventure on the South African veldt. Introduce some of the famous names who've graced Hidcote down the years. And I confess I am rather curious to see what the Trust have been up to. Shall we go out to the East Court garden? Let's go outside. Is it? You go on out, that's it. To the small courtyard. Yeah, go on, out you go. You go on out. That's it. The small courtyard. I was remembering the other day, you know. Last war. Sybil Colfax asked me to a luncheon in town. There's a fellow there from the National Trust. The young Lees Milne. Well, I knew his father, King Gardner. Anywho, I pulled him, James he was, pulled him aside and said to him, you should take Hidcote on. Younger hands needed to do the work. Yeah, I had to leave Hawkins, the kitchen patch man, as head gardener. Well, he's a good plantsman, I give you that, but he doesn't plan for anything. He's got no vision. Spent all his time in the hothouse fussing over exotics. Never had that kind of nonsense with Adams. Frank Adams, my steady right hand. It came to me from the Windsor's own flower garden, you know. Came to be my head man in 22. Unsurpassed as a horticulturalist was Frank Adams. Respectful, loyal. Oh, would that you were still with us. No man, these troubles. Yes, what comes of making you... kitchen patch man chief. Hawkins isn't trying to run a vegetable business. He's fussing over geraniums in the hothouse. I've always enjoyed the outdoor life. Farming, architecture, but to be in the garden, there is something. Do you ever hear of T.H. Mawson? Book of his, Art and Craft of Garden Making. It must be, 50 years ago now. Anywho, he said a garden should be like a set of rooms, one beside the other, all with separate colour schemes blending into the landscape. Not some vast formal arrangement laboured over by an army of gardeners. No. A garden should be wild, dense, like a jungle, life in every quarter, overflowing and vibrant, not sprawling. The tiger must be caged to be appreciated, but a garden, it's a man's meeting with nature. Formal lines of understanding, yeah? Ah, but in its heart... wild still, eh?